This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. President Volodymyr Zelensky vowed Monday that Russian forces would be defeated in Ukraine just as Nazi Germany was beaten in 1945 during an address commemorating the end of World War II. His speech, recorded at a war memorial in Kyiv, came one day ahead of Victory Day in Moscow, a Soviet war anniversary, to be marked by an army parade through Red Square, with security on high alert. Ukrainian forces, meanwhile, said they had downed nearly three dozen Russian attack drones, spurring explosions and air raid sirens in the capital. Thousands are still trying to flee Sudan amid Saudi and U.S. brokered peace talks in Jeddah. Michael Atit reports from Port Sudan.
A truce between the two sides remains officially in place, but eyewitnesses in Khartoum told VOA they heard renewed gunfire and an airstrike in the city Monday in and around the downtown area. Sudanese citizens are watching the talks in Jeddah with a mix of hope and skepticism. An Arab Foreign Ministers Summit held on Sunday in Cairo called for a complete ceasefire in Sudan. The meeting also formed a committee composed of Egypt and the Arab League to find a way to halt the fighting. Michael Atit for VOA News, Port Sudan.
Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan accused the opposition on Monday of provoking disorder and siding with terrorists without providing evidence in a fiery speech before close elections. Erdogan appeared to suggest his opponents had incited confrontations a day earlier when crowds threw stones at a key opposition figure in the eastern city of Erzurum, a stronghold of the president's AK party. This is VOA News. Gunmen abducted 40 people from a church in a remote village in northern Nigeria, a local Christian group said on Monday, in the latest attack against worshippers. Armed gangs, known locally as bandits, have been abducting people from villages, schools, and highways, mostly in the northwest of the country, where government security is thin. A church official said the attack took place on Sunday when gunmen attacked worshippers during a service in one of the two districts in Kaduna State where ransom-seeking armed gangs are most active. U.S. President Joe Biden is increasingly joking about his advanced age in the early days of his re-election campaign. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
From a union hall.
You guys were founded 122 years ago. That's not when I got endorsed.
To telling reporters at the White House Correspondents' Dinner he believes in the First Amendment.
Not just because my good friend Jimmy Madison wrote it.
Just how old is the nation's oldest president?
I can't even say the number.
He's 80, but says that doesn't register with him. What it does is give him wisdom and experience, and he's hoping to turn that into a positive with voters, a majority of whom in last year's midterms did not think he has the mental capability to serve effectively.
And they're going to judge whether or not I have it or don't have it.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The trial of a lawsuit accusing former U.S. President Donald Trump of rape and defamation is winding down. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The civil jury in New York has heard closing arguments in the lawsuit by Vice columnist E. Jean Carroll, accusing the former president of raping her in 1996. Her lawyer told the jury that Trump should be held responsible even if he is the former president. Trump's lawyer called the accusation unbelievable and outrageous. Deliberations are to begin after about an hour of jury instructions. The panel must decide whether Trump committed battery and defamed Carroll and whether damages should be awarded. I'm Norman Hall.
Mexico's Supreme Court on Monday struck down part of an electoral overhaul championed by President Andrés Manuel López Obrador that curbs the power of the country's elections authority, which the leftist leader has repeatedly attacked. A separate part of the legislative reform, which slashes the budget and staffing at the National Electoral Institute, or INE, is still being evaluated by the tribunal. Nine of the court's 11 justices voted to invalidate the reform's push to rein in the INE's ability to police political communications, the court announced on Twitter. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.